Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome back to the Lawyer Johnson Shave Your Balls Comedy Sports Radio Show. We're definitely back on air. We have a guest tonight. I'd like to welcome Mr. Darrell Hearns, man. Y'all make some noise for Mr. Darrell Hearns.
How y'all doing, man? How's it going?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. I'm excited to be back, man. I'm really excited to have you on.
Appreciate you.
I don't want to give too much information about you. I don't want to give too much information. This dude have 1,000 hustles. He's a comedian, a motivational speaker, a mechanic, a Walmart clerk. He got so much stuff going on in his life. I'm gonna let Darrell explain all the things that he do, man. So, you know, man, do your thing, man.
Let me tell you everything I do. Hey, I'm the writer, the author. Author of this beautiful book right here. Look at this.
The Lazy Man's Hustle.
It's a book about getting your money together for personal growth.
Okay.
That's my firstborn. My second one is Powerful. It's the book of Power Game. It's on my hat right now.
Okay.
That one's about having the powerful mindset. The powerful mindset, confident, ready to take on anything, and just building off of that mindset. Because a lot of stuff that holds us back, one of the main things that holds us back is confidence. Mm-hmm. And believing in yourself, believing in your own self-worth for you to do something. Like, let's say, example, this show. Like, what told you to do this and what held you back? What were some of your self-doubts?
I don't think anything held me back. It was just timing. Like, I actually had this idea, like, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, my manager, I was telling him, about the platform that I want to build up. So he actually took me mm-hmm. to a radio station where an individual, she owned her own radio station.
That's awesome.
And the program director at the time,
mm-hmm.
I told him about my idea. So mm-hmm. I asked him to send me over some paperwork, and I told him as well that I wanted to send some paperwork over. Well, I have the exclusive rights over my name, just in case, mm-hmm. you know, I blow that platform up. When I leave, I still own my rights to my show and my name. So that never happened. So five years later, now you see the Lawyer Johnson Comedy Sports Radio Show in effect. So, you know, I own my name and I own my show.
You
so
own your
that's
name?
How that happened.
That's yeah. awesome. So,
all right.
How'd you, like... I guess it'll be your
interview. I mean, that's what the platform is all about.
Sir, what gave you that confidence to really own yourself, and how'd you get to that level?
Ah, man, I think when you grow up, how can I say, indigent? I use that word. When you mm-hmm. grow up in an environment where you don't have anything, and mm-hmm. Whatever you get.
Right.
You cherish it because you don't know if you might get it again. So my mental state is just totally different. Like, I know I have to work 10 times harder than anybody else. So to get to this level of want and doing things just come from my ambition and drive and not having anything. And when I get something, I just try to maintain and hold on to it because I might not get it again.
You're right.
If that makes sense to you.
That's very true. Very true, man. And... you said with timing. I mean, time is very important. On top of that, you know, like, that's my other thing with the Lazy Man's Hustle. A lot of us are scared to start.
But why, though?
You know, that's a weird thing.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give the number one reason why people were scared.
Right.
I'm going to give y'all the number one reason
right.
why you were scared to start or have the ability to do anything mm-hmm. is because of your social circle. Right?
Correct.
Everybody vibrates off positive energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a situation and you have a social circle mm-hmm. of a whole bunch of friends, right?
Right?
And that's all they talk about is negativity. Everything is about talking about somebody or telling everybody in their circle that they can't do this, they can't do that.
You're gonna do a little podcast.
Yeah, and you're gonna eventually do the same thing. You reciprocate whatever you put out there, so you're gonna have that negative energy. And once you start getting that negative energy to go into your mind, you start creating the ability to program your mind that you can't do anything, and then you'll never be able to do it. Like, I don't, like, I don't put myself in a situation where I feel like I can't do it. I always dream big, and if I can visualize it, I can touch it.
Heck yeah.
And people were scared to jump out on faith and believe in themselves because they have negative people. They have negative people around them, telling them that they can't do it. And I know a lot of y'all go through it every day when you're around somebody. You be like, you know what, man? I want to start a hair store. And the first thing, girl, why you want to start a hair store? Why you want to do that? See, they already projecting their insecurities off on you, and they already giving you that negative energy. So if you hear that negative energy, it shuts down your mind from doing something positive.
Heck yeah.
And you have to understand, one thing you have to understand, that being scared is an unseen emotion. It's just an emotion. You can't see it, but it blocks you from doing what you want to do. You have to get past that. I think that you should set goals every day, like, and get out of your comfort zone. Get out your comfort zone
every day.
Every day, and just go for what you want to do in the life.
I wouldn't even be here if I didn't get out of my comfort zone.
I know that's right. Like, I know that's right.
I mean, I was I lived with my parents. I was back in Virginia for a little bit. You know, it was important. You know, I just listened to my gut. That's one of my best things I've done for my life. Like, I listened to my gut, told me to get out, get back to your family. Just happened that exact time I got out, I lost two family members, very important family members.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, listened to my gut on that one. With that, wasn't working. And somehow I was making a lot of money.
Being that you lost those two individuals in your life, right? And you always had the ambition to step out on a limb and do what you wanted to do.
Right.
By you losing those two family members, did that motivate you to write The Lazy Man Hustle?
I was working for myself, didn't have any kind of job or nothing. Nobody was hiring in my area. For, let's say, a veteran with a bachelor's degree in aeronautical science and certifications, nobody was hiring in that area for some reason. So somehow I found my own ways of doing things, was either writing for people. Another one was it. I picked up dog poop for a while. I made $4,000 off of that. Type stuff like that. Still making money, but the name of the book, The Lazy Man Hustle, came from, basically, I'd be working, like, it was like around evening time, nighttime, and, you know, I'd sleep during the day, basically, and I was called lazy. You know, I'm like pulling in this kind of money, I was being called lazy. So I said, hey, who cares what they think about you? Go out there and make what you need to make. That's how you do The Lazy Man's Hustle.
So get more detail.
Get your money together for personal growth.
Get more detail about your book. I want to learn more about your book. You said it's The Lazy Man Hustle. Man Hustle is basically, it's built around individuals that want to sit around and expect to become successful in life, but they don't have the motivation to push themselves to become
more. Maybe the motivation. You can have the motivation. It's a matter of basically, let's say, getting your money together for personal growth. Hey, I have this dream. Cool. Do you know your first step? I even have a Lazy Mouse outline. What's your first step? My first step. You know what? I want to be the biggest motivational speaker out there. Okay. That's what I want to do.
Okay. So what will be your steps?
My step right now, my first step was getting on the stage.
Okay.
Because I'm an introverted dude. I'm a shy dude.
So you're a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
But you're an introvert?
I'm an introverted type person. Okay,
you can't be. You're a comedian now. This is crazy
right?
He's a comedian and a motivational speaker, but he's an introvert.
Explain
that to me, bro. You have to explain that one to me.
Hey, man. I met one of my, like.
You're supposed to be an extrovert. You can't be an introvert now.
I understand. I'm one of those. I'll be on stage. Then I just walk out.
It's hard for me to believe that. It's hard with the energy you have. It's hard for me to believe that Darrell is an introvert. It's hard to believe, man.
I know, man. I promise you, like, right now, I'm, like, even feeling to go back to the house. That's what I'm
so on basically right all now. You do is just read books and write in the state of the house. Okay.
That's what I don't even
you mind. Have signs of an introvert. But if you're a motivational speaker, comedian, man, you can't. You're 25% introvert. 25% introvert.
I try, man. I'm trying to get out that bubble. But all
right. So what be your steps to, like, what would be your steps right now that you, because right now you building your platform,
right,
and you already know, you already spoken into existence.
Mm-hmm.
You already have the positive energy, the positive vibe,
mm-hmm,
vibration. So you already thinking. Now, I'm not going to say you're thinking.
Right.
You already made your affirmations.
Correct.
That you want to be the number one,
yes,
motivational speaker in the world, right?
Yep.
So what are your steps to becoming that number one motivational speaker in the world? That means that you have to outdo Tony Robbins. So that's, and I respect that, dude. You're supposed to have confidence. We're talking about confidence. Yes, so you're supposed to have confidence in yourself.
Hell yeah.
So give me your format.
So my first step for me, getting comfortable on stage.
Okay.
Comedy is tough. So if I can make a room full of, like, a dead room laugh, and I'm feeling okay about myself after the fact.
Okay.
Hey, that's perfect. Okay. So when I become the motivational speaker, I can go up there, have that conversation. Hey, and I want to be personal. So comedy gives me that value to where I can actually look at somebody and say, hey, what's wrong with you? Okay, really? All right. Otherwise, my introvertedness will come out and be like, okay, so I'm Darrell. Motivation, man. Good to see you guys. It's a good time. All right. I'm going to see you later. You know what I'm saying? Just by the book, step by step.
Yeah. I feel you, man.
Yeah. So that's one of my steps, and just getting good at speaking in front of
so
people.
You suggest, all right, so good, get good at speaking.
Yes, sir.
So will you suggest, but let's, mm-hmm, I want to clear the air. Right. I want to make sure I say the right thing.
Of course.
So, would you advise people that want to become a motivational speaker,
mm-hmm,
and want to become good at what they do, far as having a speaking platform?
Mm-hmm.
Do you advise them to go to Toastmaster?
Heck yeah, that's what I started.
Oh, that's what you started.
Let me tell you the hustle.
Okay,
it's the hustle of me. They give you one free class.
I'm going to Toastmasters now.
I travel to different clubs all the time. Weekly. Uh-huh. To where people, like, sometimes they recognize me, sometimes they don't. That, mm-hmm, is my way of, you know,
getting good at what I do.
Knowing different audiences, improvising a little more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that really helped out with that. And yeah, as I said, these are a room of strangers, and I'm just in there. I'm gonna crash your Toastmaster. What's up, Andre? You know what I'm saying?
Toastmaster. I love Toastmaster.
It's a beautiful.
They definitely they definitely work hard and try to correct the mistakes you make as far as speaking. They had that little pop of, when you say but yep. They let it and yep. They pop all the time. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing Toastmasters as well. I have something that I'm working on right now, but I don't like to talk about stuff that hasn't materialized yet.
Right.
So I'm not gonna even talk about it, but it's definitely in the works for 2019. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be something real big. But as you see, Darrell had the lazy man's hustle. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about yourself, though, because I didn't know you was in the military until you told me you was in the military.
Hey, man. I do. It's one of those lies, man.
So what were you a crew chief in the military? Like, crew chief?
I was actually weapons.
You was in weapons? So yeah, you know how to break down M16s and all of that, man?
I loaded the bombs and everything just to get into it. So, yeah.
I have a lot of friends that's ex-military. Mm-hmm. They like, and some of them like, they colonels and
mm-hmm.
Master sergeants, and you know that. Like, so I know a lot of military.
Were you in the military?
Nah, but I just work around a lot of military guys, and we become good friends over the years, and you know, so that's good.
With that, I mean, one thing is, like, I love my time, man. I love the military. It's one of those to where, for me, it was a learning experience.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like those jobs. It was like one of those, you know, hey, you're working this long, doing a 12-hour shift a day, working for another person.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you doing this for yourself?
Okay.
Why aren't you?
So you on that independence? So you on that? You definitely on that independency.
That's been me since I was a kid.
To be independent.
Oh yeah.
So what is what inspired you to go into the military?
What inspired me? My family's military.
Like, are they? Okay, so you're a military. I ain't gonna say military, Brad. You just a military baby.
Military baby, but I wasn't a Brad. Like my dad served for a little bit while I was born, so
okay.
Wasn't like traveling all the time. He come back with stories about Egypt and Germany and stuff, you know.
So that made you wanted to go into the military?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Seeing that cool stuff, yeah.
So name some of the countries you've been to.
Wow.
So that means you said wow, you done been all over the world. He said, wow, you done been all over the world, Durant. You know? Enlighten me, brother.
Okay, well, my furthest I went was Spain.
Okay.
Otherwise, country wise, yeah, Spain's the main one. State wise, Alaska. That's where I started at. Alaska
okay.
was like a big teaching experience because it's like, it's a free place. It's a very free place to where, you know, you can go out to the middle of nowhere and scream your head off and then go back and have a real world type life. You know, you do that out here, you're getting arrested. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in the states. To where, you know, Alaska taught me a lot about who I am. I don't know if you've seen my post recently
mm-hmm.
where it's I was in an R&B group.
Mm-hmm.
Back then,
no, you
too. Yeah, I was like real stuff, man. Like that's my life, man.
So you was like Jody, I grew up with Jodeci before Jodeci. Like,
that was 2007, man.
So what? I mean, you was in the R&B group.
I was the kid.
Did you have abs and all of that?
Did you? Yeah. I was big, but I was like one of those to where everybody else said I'm going to work. I'm gonna go back to my dorm. I said, let me get this tax money that I just got and get a studio.
Okay.
Like a recording studio to where people would really like pay me to record their stuff just for them and do beats.
So yeah, I told y'all from the beginning this dude have like 12 different hustles. So now I didn't know, listen, he caught me by surprise on this one right here. Like he was in the R&B group. Like, I didn't know that. You know, but I'm going to dig deeper to find out whatever other hustles he had going on. He was in a R&B group. He had a recording studio. Like, listen, let's go ahead, man. You all right, go
that's
ahead. Get back
that's,
to it. Okay.
That's what it was.
Okay. You bought equipment.
Equipment just every day, just recording and going from there. And I learned a lot from the experienced cats out there. You know, there's people that were... I don't know how you do it when you're like, this dude was 19 telling me, yeah, I used to record. I'm like, you're 19. You should still be recording.
Still
you know
plenty of time ahead of
me. Yeah, exactly. You know, like one of those cats. I'm like, but they're teaching me stuff.
Okay.
As they're telling me.
And like, you're from Virginia, right?
I'm from Virginia.
Oh, he from Virginia. So he have a lot of people to be inspired from. Like, you know, because if you know Timberland, Magoo, Missy Elliott. Pharrell, the Clips, Teddy Riley, man. The list go on and on, you know, as far as Virginia.
And I learned a lot from that.
So what artists inspire you the most? Being that you're from Virginia, who's Allen Iverson? No, I'm
just sure, man. I know. Hey, man. Hey, I had the I-3s.
You had I-3s too?
I had the black and whites, yeah.
So who inspired you? Like when you...
Let's say, music-wise... Pharrell Williams was one of my
Pharrell is definitely dope.
Neptunes back as a kid. Like I think I had to say Beautiful was like that's the one that really got me in the studio saying maybe I can recreate that to where I got Scratch Magazine. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember Scratch. I remember Blaze.
Yes, they had an episode. They had an issue where they went into what everybody was using at the time.
Okay.
You don't get that kind of exclusivity, I don't think, anymore, unless you gotta like dig.
Yeah.
But they said the Neptunes used Fruity Loops, Pro Tools, and like
everybody used Pro Tools.
It's
like
a basic, like laptop, and like a beat machine.
Yeah, I owned a recording studio years ago, man, so I know about the equipment, hooking it up, mm-hmm. Tracking stuff.
Yes, sir.
This is years ago, but I had a recording studio with. Yep.
You got the nice
three booths. Me and my home, one of my best friends, Okie Doke. We had a recording studio.
Yeah.
That was years ago. Shout out to my brother.
Hell yeah, man. But yeah, you know, you got the nice mic. So
hey, man,
that's one of my favorites right there. And
so do you like? What about Missy? How do you feel about what's your take on Missy?
Awesome, man.
Yeah, Missy.
She was a lot of behind the scenes. A lot of people don't know she wrote a lot of those R&B songs in the 90s.
Did she write a lot for Aaliyah?
Yeah, a lot of people. Man.
Yeah, I know she. Yeah, Missy Elliott wrote for a lot of people. Total, man. Her track record is ridiculous.
That's a hustle in itself. Yeah, man. Everybody wants to be in the front, but
you're writing, you make a lot of money. Boy, them royalties, just man. Oh my God. That money never stopped coming in. Michael Jackson kids still eating off the Beatles right now.
Exactly.
That money ain't never stopping.
That's funny with the catalog, man.
Yeah,
That's a hustle. That's a hustle move right there, man.
So tell people, all right. So I could tell that you're an independent thinker, right?
Yes, sir.
What would be your advice to everybody out there to get their, what would be your advice far as giving them to get their financials on the right track?
Financials on the right track. Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just give them, like, I want you to give them detailed avenues where they can put their money. I mean, mm-hmm. if you can expound on that.
Now,
kind of.
Where are we starting?
How to save your money. I think that's the number one thing how to save your money and not live beyond your means. So,
okay, yep.
Kind of elaborate on that.
Well, number one, that's actually my favorite chapter. I actually did it in red in this book. You know,
okay.
This is the most, like.
Make sure, where you at, man? Where you at? Listen.
This one's on ultradieseltime.com. Ultra like the word ultra. Diesel like the gas. Time like what's on your watch. .com, you can get it there.
Are you on Amazon?
We're on Amazon.
Okay.
We're all over. Or personally message me, because I want to know.
He want to take all. He independent. He want to get all the money.
I want to know who's buying the book, and I want to sign it for you.
The lazy man's hustle.
Heck yeah. So with that, the saving wise, yeah, living within your means, man. Like, I guess a lesson. I've seen so many. Let's say when I was in the military, when I lived in Alaska. We have people that are making $300. And they said, I'm going to get a brand new car. Guess how much the payment was?
$300.
So just, you know, not because they weren't taught that, you know, credit goes a long way type stuff, which that's another way. That's another thing in the book. But living below your means, let's say you make, let's say, easy, $600. I'm going to break that down towards, I get 100 towards my dream. I'm going to put 300 towards, you know, food, whatever I need, and my rent from there. Shoot, there's times I slept on a couch just to get my money together, type, you know, or times I've been, hey, buddy, can I say, you know, that kind of guy, just so I can build the resources.
Percentage-wise, how much did you save of your money? How much, percentage-wise, how much do you suggest people to save?
I'll do 20. I did 20%.
20%?
20% of what I make. 20%, because it keeps you out of trouble.
You put it in your saving account?
Yep.
Okay.
And it's very smart decisions on top of that. I avoid places where I had to pay a cover. Because that's $10, $20 that I could put into my account.
Okay.
Or put towards my dream, or put towards... You know what? I'm going to go to Florida, go to Miami, and figure out what kind of people out there and see what the market is out there. That's an easy $20 for what I was driving at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's an investment, because
It's
investing in, you know, seeing who's out there and how far I can get my name out there type stuff. So
I see what you're saying. You're investing in your dream. So the money that you get from your job or whatever company you're working for, you take 20% of that and you put it in your savings account, and then you take you allot yourself another percentage
to invest
into your dreams. All right. So
the lazy man's hustle.
The lazy man's hustle. All right. Do you suggest people to, if they have a 401k plan, Do you suggest them to invest 10% of their money into their 401k, 20% of their 401k?
401k, do what you can. That's what I like with the 401k, because that's money you can't touch. So let's say about 10 or so.
10%. So you suggest 10%. Yeah, I know people. That, even myself.
They probably do a lot.
I do quite a bit.
Quite a bit, but you know, it's money you can't touch. So I mean, you know, I have several apps like that. Actually, I do the Acorn app. That's my.
Yeah, Acorn is good too. I'm glad you brought that up. Acorn is good. Yeah, I guess,
you know.
But it's still invested.
I got the one with my job, and I do the Acorn to where I'm buying something and. Hey, I can put it towards this.
But one thing people don't know about Acorn, you can actually, it'll show you the companies that you invest in. Yes. And I think, and I know, I ain't going to say think, because I went up there one time, and what's his name? Warren Buffett Company is up there. People don't know, it's a lot of companies up there that you can invest in.
Right.
That's Fortune 500 companies that's giving you a nice residual on your money. And
Another app,
if you want to save money, another app that you can get that people are not aware about is called Digit. Look up that. Digit is real good.
Digit app. Yes,
and when you go into the Digit app, it has an area in there that you can tap into. It's called the Rainy Day Fund. And what it'll do, like, periodically, it'll go into your bank account. And it'll pull money out. But the thing that I like about Digit, every time it pulls money out your account, and every time it saves your money, it sends you a text message, and it also sends you a daily text messages to let you know how much money you have into your banking account. So that's another way that you can save money is through Digit. You can also I'm not no financial advisor.
That
I'm
or like just, everybody. I'm just saying, I understand. I'm not
a financial advisor. I'm just saying.
Only reason why I don't like Digit, because I had a client use it, and Digit said, "Oh, you know what? You're not spending that much this week." Then it just grabbed like a whole bunch of money from them, and they were like hurting for the rest of that week. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's what I don't like about it.
I mean. But it's good and bad. But yeah. I'd rather have that if they. But I'm saying, like the lazy man hustler. Mm-hmm. At some point in your life, you have to become independent. Correct. At some point in your life,
correct.
If you're an investor, and in the terminology that they use nowadays for independent thinker is they call you a shaper, a person that can shape his ideal and turn it into reality and make money off of it. Mm-hmm. So. That's a good avenue to go down. Sometimes you have to get down to the point where as you starve. I'm not talking about starving, but doing away with all the essentials that you feel like you need and want when you really don't even need all those
Sometimes
things.
We don't.
you have to program your mind to live within yourself. Like I don't need all those things to survive. Like I can actually survive off maybe 20 cans of soup for 20 weeks, not 20 weeks, but like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it in order to get to where I'm going at. So,
and there's a certain mindset. What you're talking about, it's not even about mindset. It's a matter of there's a certain protection. So let's say one of the things I did in there was, you know, you have your bills, you got the immediate, so you got the emergency. Recently, I actually had a bill come up on my car. It was like over $1,000. Some people have to take a loan out.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to just say, okay, here's your $1,000. And walked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that between. You know, somebody else would be like, okay, now I'm struggling or I got a wonky car. Who cares? Who knows? You know? But there's a certain safety with those good decisions with your money, the resources.
Yeah, everybody not good with money. I'm one individual that wasn't good with money.
Understood,
but you have to tighten. When you have that vision to do things.
I try to
want to go get a new car now. Like, but why? It's not practical. It's impractical. Why create another bill? Like, I don't want to create another bill just to look good for somebody. I'd rather have a. Mm-hmm. I'd rather, you know what I'm saying, live in my house and have nice things mm-hmm. in it. And if I want to go get a quart of water from the store, I can go drink me yep. a quart of water. So it's all about living within yourself and right. Living within your means now, and not letting people dictate what you're supposed to be doing with
yeah.
your money.
Heck yeah. Like right now I'm in a studio apartment in the hood.
Okay.
So people say, oh, that's what you can afford? No, that's where I want to live. You know what I'm saying?
You
know, so I can put the money to the side for the resources to help others build. That's what I need to do. I'd rather be in the studio and have a nice office to where, hey, come in here, sit down with me. Let's talk about building this resource. Let's talk about, what do you want to do? Okay, that's good.
So what other resources, what other investments can you enlighten the crowd on where they can put their money at? Like, I know it's different avenues where you can set up. They say you're supposed to have, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken, you're supposed to have 5 streams of income.
Right, right.
That's residual that you don't even have to touch, but they continue to come in and you don't.
And that's the thing. We focus.
Expound on that more.
Yeah,
like,
we focus on that on the early part. Like, too quick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you build that one hustle? Then we'll expand to all that. That's what a corporation, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, okay, I started with this product. Now, on top of that, I do the comedy stuff.
So, but do you sell a lot of books?
Dude, this is... I want to answer to yes, I do.
I mean, yeah.
I do,
that's cool, though.
You know, it got one of the other things that got me out here. And just... people know who I was.
Okay. So with the things you have going on,
yeah.
Like if you don't know about Darrell, man, go like go on his Facebook page. Like he's the type of motivational speaker that you can call him and y'all can FaceTime
mm-hmm.
and he motivates you to he motivates you to the point where you can go he elevates you to the point where you're not scared to do what you want to do in life.
Damn.
So you can always FaceTime this brother. I don't know what his fees. I'm going to let him explain all that later on about the fee.
We'll talk about that later.
But he's a motivational speaker. Like, you can FaceTime him and he'll structure a package
mm-hmm.
that will work for you to get you on the right track far right. as doing what you want to do
in
life.
That's one of my original ones. I met somebody at the library
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, I saw you do this. You want to help me with this? Like, I think, I don't know about homeless, but he might have been there. And basically, I wrote down, he said he had a business, but he wanted to expand on it. Now this dude's, because I did the Lazy My Hustle thing for him, this dude's doing well for himself.
Okay.
Perfect. He said, you know what, I really want to find a lady. Guess what happened to that next week?
He ended up finding
one. Yep, and did all that.
I don't want to do
from
that.
There, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So, however broke it down.
I don't want to do that.
How I broke it down in the notes.
But
man,
how many, like, I mean, the
yeah.
lazy man hustle, we already know that you,
right.
we already know that you, you're an independent thinker. We already know that you're a shaper because you
yeah.
took your dream and you turned it into reality as far as building
yeah, yeah.
this book. But I would like you to elaborate, like, elaborate. You telling us that we should save our money, right?
Right.
So what are the avenues, where are the pockets?
Okay.
Let's say that. Where are the pockets
let's
that
say,
we need to put our money at? Where can we invest our money to do build that residual
number
income?
Number one to invest in is yourself. That's rule number one. Investing in building yourself.
Okay.
And your own personal development, your own personal growth, because you are a resource. That's something
okay.
I had to figure out later in my life. People would tell me every day, Darrell, you're
right,
resourceful.
So when you invest in yourself and you make
right.
all this money, what do you advise us to do? Should we put it in real estate?
All this money?
Should we open a brokerage account?
Yeah,
and
let's get assets, of course.
Okay.
Like a real asset, not a car, not a also,
I know what
you're
saying.
Know, like
you want something
land,
you know,
shoot.
Something that don't depreciate, but appreciate with time.
We got land, you know, the real estate, I love, that's, hey, I'm down with that. Myself.
Mutual funds? Do you suggest mutual funds?
Of course, mutual funds. I invest in other people's businesses, man. Get my own type stuff.
Yeah.
That's my Like if somebody came to me now and said, "Hey, Darrell, can I get some of this towards this?" Sure. That's all I get. This and that. You
okay.
know what I'm saying? Top of that. So
don't invest in anybody company. Do your research.
Of
I know what
course,
you're saying.
Of course.
So you're saying real estate. Mutual funds.
Right, right.
Invest more than your 401k if you
401?
Can.
Yeah, of course. I had, they had something in while I was in the military that it's like they can, Yeah, you had to put money towards it. It's almost like a 401k.
Okay.
And I put a bunch of, I put money into it. I think it was like 50% of my check.
Okay.
What I could afford.
Okay.
And, I got a bunch of money I can't touch right now. So,
but that's good.
Yeah, and they send me notes every day. Hey, what do you want to do with this money?
So what you suggest people to do? Should we put our money in an HSA?
HSA, that's deep stuff.
Man. I'm just saying, because sometimes
it's the basics, the start of it.
Hey. I'm just saying, just to keep ourselves out of debt, to keep ourselves out of debt. Because we don't know when an emergency might occur.
Yeah.
And at the time emergency occur, like you go to an emergency room and all of a sudden they come up, your deductible is $1,200.
Right.
Versus if you already have an HSA, you already have money investing in, do you suggest people to invest, but to put money into an HSA for a future event?
Of course.
Okay.
Anything that, whatever you have left over, invest in your health, whatever you need.
Okay.
All the preventative stuff.
Okay.
I have a gym membership. So I can prevent myself from heart disease.
So you suggesting people do still preventative maintenance on their body and their eating habits and everything to keep them from getting
all
sick.
All about good decisions, okay. Me, like with this book, one of the things I broke down to somebody told me, I want to do this, but I broke down to them, hey, the oldest person is 120 years old. They could probably only use their body properly and not have anybody feed them for about 60 of those years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a short time for, being able to do stuff. So why not get started now?
Okay.
It's not a fact or no.
Yeah, it's a fact. I understand that doing a preventive maintenance on your body, eating right, working out, to kind of get away from the long-term health issues. I definitely understand that.
Heck yeah. So,
I definitely understand that.
Yeah, so stated, if you got a dream, do it.
Okay.
Get to it.
Okay. So
yes, sir.
I have a quick question for you.
Of course.
What do you think about the Jesse Smollett situation? I'm just saying, man. Like, what do you think about that situation?
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm saying, like, what do you think? What do you like? And I'm be honest. Like, now, what do you think? What do you? I want you to give me your view on that situation. Just the whole thing is just mind blowing. Anyway, the whole thing.
So
because he even had me too.
Right.
Like the whole thing is just mind blowing. I'm just like I just want to get your take on this situation. All right. I do.
As a traveler, I got family and all over Illinois, so I went to Chicago to visit, and with the Jesse Smollett thing, when I went to Chicago to visit, that was like in the summer. It still got chilly in the summer, like how it feels now in Phoenix. That's what it felt like.
Oh, it's cool. It's cool in the summertime. Like what month? Like what April, like. May, June. It's still cool.
It was late. It was like probably like late summer, like probably August something. So it was still chilly. So
okay.
That was like 2016? Yeah, so around that time. So, the fact that he said in a polar vortex in Chicago, snow, windy, we're talking about negative degree weather, I'm going to go to Subway and get a sandwich. We got DoorDash, whatever it is. The Door stuff and Postmates.
And we have Uber Eats too.
And Uber Eats available to you. And still negative degrees, cold as hell. He went to get the sandwich. Two white guys.
And you talking from experience. You just ain't making up nothing. You talking from experience because you have family that stay out in Chicago. So you know what time it is.
Negative degree weather. Guys came up with MAGA hats. Just the MAGA hats and a thing of bleach. And knew this guy from Empire. That's another aspect that just felt out of place, So, seeing that, like all that, I just knew that was BS as soon as I heard it. I'm sorry, I didn't even bite it, didn't even want to jump up or say nothing.
I think everybody, like,
it just felt weird.
Well, they said the rates, from Empire is dropping, but and he make this dude make $125,000 an episode. That's right. How much money he make, $125,000 an episode, and they just released him. They just released him from Empire. The rest of his character, you know what I'm saying, through the remaining of the show, they just wiping him out of the scenes, right. Which is unbelievable.
That's what you get, man.
It's a lot of people that vouch for him, that put
smart decisions.
Kamala Harris, you know what I'm saying, that's running for the presidency in 2020. She put her neck on the line. Cory Booker as well. I mean, a lot of people extending their neck out for this dude. When he came up with them accusations that, you know, people beat him up because, you know what I'm saying, hate crime. Like, it's just unbelievable that somebody would stage something like that.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I feel there's more people involved. That's another aspect of it.
And they're going to dig.
I feel there's more. It goes higher than just Jussie.
Yeah.
Because just for him to... out of nowhere when...
he got the interview. He proved his point of what he was trying to do.
Right.
But when they started researching all those videotapes and seeing them Nigerian brothers getting stuff for the robbery, whew.
Exactly. And with that, I mean, out of nowhere, it comes up when black people are actually checking the Democratic Party nowadays. So the fact that this comes out of nowhere when that's happening, it just still felt out of place. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
In my own aspect, we're actually telling people, hey, give us reparations, all that kind of stuff, and go from there. Out of nowhere, this happened.
He really set black people back 400 years with that incident, dude. He just set us back.
In the aspect of we can't.
I don't want to go too deep, but I everybody make mistakes. I just hope that he can learn from his mistakes. I done made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I done learned from them. I don't know what to say, man. I wish him the best moving forward. Okay. I hope that he don't have to do any time, and I forgive the brother. And I just hope a lot of people out there forgive him. Whenever they see him, when it's blow over, just still show the brother some love, man. I don't know why he did it.
Right.
They say he did it because the ratings from Empire was falling, and his career was falling through the ground, and he wanted to rejuvenate his image, and I don't know, man, but, you know, may God be with that brother and his family, and I hope he don't have to do any time, and the individuals that was down with the scheme and plot, I definitely hope they get out that situation as well, but this is something that everybody can learn from.
Hell yeah, my thing is, you did all that for Empire, you said it's a dying show, on top of that. And
I'm just speculating. That's just my opinion. It's too commercial for me to watch.
It's dry.
I like my thing is power. Power is just raw. They don't change the narrative of their story. Like, their story is raw and rigged, and to the point, it's street. So I love the concept that 50 Cent bring to the table on power, and you could tell that his fingerprint is on power because he's a street individual, and he definitely project that into his director vision. Power is dope. I think Empire, I got lost with, and I'm not gonna say nothing bad about it because I have a lot of love for it. When they brought Demi Moore onto it, man, it's just like I kind of got lost with that. Big shout out to Demi Moore, but I don't know.
I mean, with that, what you talking about with 50 Cent, man? He's one of my inspirations for the book and for what I do. Like, I liked how he checked Showtime when they tried to cancel the show. Like, that was one of my favorite things. He's like
Stars or Showtime.
Was it Stars?
Yeah, Stars. But he have a lot of shows. 50, man. Listen, 50 have a lot of shows. He have a show called Growing Up Kanan. Like, because of the success of Power, it just opened the door for many other, opportunities for him. That, like, that because of Power, it opened up a lot of opportunities for him. Like, he don't have just one show. He had, like, 50 probably have, like, 5 shows going on. Big shout out to 50 Cent.
And do you know, and, like, that comes from what?
His first hustling. His first hustling was slinging crack.
Right.
So you suggested people sling crack?
Not slinging crack, but it's still motivated. Like, did you know what he did with the music part? The music part was awesome.
Yeah, he just, I mean.
Well, how'd he get big in New York? Do you remember how he did?
Mixtapes. Mixtapes, man.
What'd he do with the mixtapes?
He just handed them out. No. You had to believe in yourself.
It wasn't even handing them out. This brother went to the bootleggers and said, "This is the hottest thing that's gonna come out." And they all got it. They all did it. They got his name out there.
I remember 50 before he even signed. Like, I mean, I remember 50 minutes before he even signed. Before he even signed with Eminem, like, yes, way back then when he had that NYPD. That's a whole different subject, man.
How to Ride is still one of my favorite songs. I'm sorry. Yeah.
just to spin off the, you know what I'm saying, Jesse's story.
Of course.
What do you think about Robert Kraft? They said he's facing 2 men. I'm just saying.
I like the spin.
Robert Kraft is the owner, CEO. of the New England Patriots. These are allegations.
All right.
Allegations. We don't know the full story, so we're gonna say allegations.
Right.
And they say they have videotape, but TMZ ain't dropping anything. You know, TMZ will pay somebody $200,000 for some tapes. I haven't seen anything yet, but there's allegations that there's tapes out there with him indulging in sexual activities at a massage parlor down in Florida. That's what they say.
Wow.
So, this is my take on it.
All right,
Robert Kraft is a billionaire, right? He's a billionaire.
Right.
If he want to go to a massage parlor as a man, as a billionaire, and go get some fellatio, he's allowed to do it. The media just blow stuff up. The media always magnify and spin it. Like, come on. Like, who? Listen,
what's up?
I don't care. He's not a billionaire. His little side chick probably getting on his nerve, and he's a simple dude. Only thing he want to do is drink some cognac, smoke a cigar, and get him some head. That's all he want to do. He's a billionaire.
Now, was that in the States?
It was in Florida. He's facing 2. What are y'all going to... So the NFL, Roger Goodell, what y'all going to do? Take this man team because he was down there in Florida getting some head? Come on, man. Like, for no reason. The media always spin stuff like that. Who cares? Who cares what the NFL think? Oh, the NFL, we're looking into this. Who can they... Give me your take on this, dude.
I mean, shoot, that's the reason you get the money. Yeah, you can do shit like that. You know, like a certain fee you can pay for that.
Come on, if I'm a billionaire, man, please. If I have $1 billion.
Even if you're a billionaire, man, you could have your so-and-so. Walk down, especially if you say Florida. Florida got a lot of beautiful women. You know, I went to Miami so many fucking times that I love it.
You can't do nothing nowadays.
I would have somebody say, "Hey, man, I dropped my $10,000 bill. You might have probably had 20 breezes already." Yeah, coming over.
This was the screen. He went to a massage parlor. Y'all want him to just go out on the street? This is what y'all want him to do. Y'all want him to go out on the street and the Rolls Royce Phantom, and be like, yo, come here, hoe. Let me holler at you for a minute. Or if you send one of his representatives out, we have the owner of the New England Patriots, and, you know, we want to just hire you for your service. You know, how much do you want? You know what I'm saying? For him, to hang out with him and, you know, and do a little something for him. Like, come on. Like, And watch. Now watch, by next week, they'll be like, oh, he has an indictment.
Hell yeah.
For having, come on. He,
for no reason.
For no reason. He ain't raped nobody, you know. He didn't, you know what I'm saying, hold him by the arm, like, you know, come on. Like, he didn't do any of those things. Yeah. Only thing he went to, he was discreet. He went to a massage parlor. Yeah. He went to a massage parlor. That was discreet.
Oh,
I don't know what he was doing. I'm just saying, as a man, he probably was in there getting some hair. I don't know. I'm just saying, but he's a billionaire. He's a grown man. He's 70 years old. He should be allowed to get some hair.
In my
he just
day,
won a championship.
In my day, that was called happy ending.
Happy ending, yeah. He was in there getting some happy ending. And the media want to spin it. I don't even listen. And the media want to spin a story about this man, Animus. He's being discreet. He just won a championship. He just won a championship. 6 Lombardi trophies. They are tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers. 6 apiece. The most in franchise history with both teams. You going to try to tell me that this man is not allowed to go into a massage parlor and get some head or just have sex? He's not allowed. He's a billionaire. And the media want to blow the whole story up.
Don't
like,
make no sense.
He, like, what you want to do? That was wrong that he... Now watch the media. Oh, he would... You know what? We're ashamed of Robert Kraft that he would do something, and you know what I'm saying, it's such a despicable thing at this extent. He just won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. He has a first class organization with the New England Patriots. Come on, man.
First class organization. You mean the same one that was accused of stealing? Well, I mean, cheating on the time, first class.
I'm just saying. He ain't do. Listen, look what Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp had got two. Should I say tricks? He got two. He got two prostitutes off the street and got jammed up, and he didn't even want to pay him no money. Robert Kraft went in there, paid his money. Like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah, that was a good massage. Now give me
some. Yeah, what do you want the man to do? They're going to blow it all up. They've been showing this dude picture for like the last 3 days because he was in a massage. And you know what blows my mind?
What blows your mind, man?
Misdemeanor charges. He might be facing. Somebody going to face jail time.
Misdemeanors. That's actually.
Come on.
Like, really? That's
I
like,
need a media. Please get your get your lives together,
pay your
man.
Stuff.
Get your lives together, please.
Make no sense.
Make no sense. Big shout out to Black History Month. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got all hyped up, everybody. But just, for man, if you have $1 billion and you want to go into a massage parlor and get you some head, man, go get you some head.
Handle your business.
Hell your business. Nothing wrong with that. He ain't married.
Even with that, it's the person's job. He was a client.
The man bought the team for like 120 something million. That's a $1 billion empire. He had the all-time greatest quarterback on his team in Tom Brady. Mm. You gonna try to tell me this man ain't allowed to go to a massage parlor and being discreet about it behind a closed door and get some hair, and y'all want to make a spectacle about this, man? The media.
I don't know. You know what? Whew. I think he might have came in character. That might have been another. He might have came in character. Hey, I'm Robert Kraft. What up, man? Good to see you. Here's $1 billion. Now suck my. That might have been it, cause you know you got to be discreet.
Get it together, media. They're gonna spin this story, man. Well, it's good for Jesse being that Robert. You know what I'm saying? Being that Robert Kraft just got jammed up, take the heat off his back.
Like why would you know? You wouldn't see me in one of those type massage parlors dressed like this. I would not come in full character talking about.
Well, no cops ain't jumping. They just saying they had videotape. Well, no cops in there. Like, they just this. I guarantee this is what happened. They raided that place. That place been there for a long time.
Shady
they just
shit.
Raided and they just took the videotape, threw up on there. Like, yo, check this out. Don't this look like the owner from the New England Patriots?
So this might not have happened recently. Though this probably got
speculations. I don't know. I'm just.
Might have got it years ago, just like, what's his name? The Ray Rice thing. That was from years ago before it blew up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, see the videotape. Big shout out to Robert Crab. I don't like, I'm a Steelers fan, man, but big shout out to you. You a billionaire. Hell and man. I see you doing a lot of things for, you know, the hip hop community, as far as Meek Mills and Snoop Dogg and Rick Ross, bro. If you want to go down and, you know what I'm saying, to a massage parlor and get you some head, man. Go get you some head, man. Forget what people saying. I mean, do you.
You want to Florida.
You just won your 6th Super Bowl, man. You allowed to do whatever you want to do, man.
You should have got all the women together in one room, man.
Come on, man. They trying to throw him under the bus. There's a lot of owners out there getting head.
Come on.
They spend that money.
You got to do it in the privacy of your own home.
Man, do it in the privacy of your own home, man. God, you can't. This girl probably getting on his nerves. You know, young girl. Like, damn, I don't want to take you to go get no pocketbook. Can't you just take the credit card and get you some pocketbook? No, daddy, can you take me? Like, damn, God, no.
Damn. I'm getting some massage.
All the dudes don't like all that drama. Only thing they want to do is you just look pretty, sit on the couch, walk around in some Victoria's Secret, fix me something, and just be quiet. He probably just like, she just got on his nerve. Like, man, listen. I'm about to fly to Florida for the weekend. He probably was chilling, had his shirt halfway open with some chains, smoking that cigar, drinking on that cognac. He was having fun. He's spending that money. Big shout out to Robert Kraft, man. You good, man.
Yep.
They just want to turn you into a villain. They do. They want to turn you into a villain. I'm gonna turn him into a villain for getting some head, man. I need to cut it out, man. Cut it out.
Y'all messing up.
While we talking about sports,
what's up?
Big shout out to Manny Machado.
Manny, all right.
He just signed a $300 million deal with the Padres. So,
man.
Big shout out to that brother, man.
Now, is that like
10 years?
10 years.
So he making and it's guaranteed. That means he making $30 million a year. And if, I think they put an option in within 5 years that he can like probably leave the team or whatever. But that brother just signed a $300 million deal. They said New York wasn't trying to, you know, saying that they didn't want to cough. I think they said New York went up to $255 million.
Wow.
And the Padres stepped in like, listen, we'll give you $300 million guaranteed. And he was like, I'm gone. I don't blame him.
Man, let me play some baseball.
$300 million, man. He's the $300 million man.
Shoot, if it's bring my own, I'll go out there and start playing.
Yeah, $300 million.
Let's do this, man. Let's go.
We thought it was a lot of money when Alex Rodriguez got all that money, man. Then you know what I'm saying, Pujols. Now this brother, they said his contract is the biggest contract of all time, 3 or 10 year, $300 million deal. So yes, big shout out to Manny Machado. It's a lot of more free agents out there that's trying to get their money. We'll talk about them next week because their deal hasn't been solidified. The ink ain't dried. It's just speculations.
Jeez.
Just speculations, man.
Speculations.
Just speculations on them getting the deal. But big shout out to Manny Machado. The Zion Williams, man. Big shout out to Zion Williams, man. We hope he. We hope that brother, you know, get back on the basketball court real soon. But if you don't want to get back on the basketball court, I mean, don't go back, man. Do what's best for you and your family.
My man said, I'm going to play basketball on some Burlington Coat Factory sneakers.
Yeah. You said he had some Burlington Coat Factory sneakers. No. You know that brother strong. When you blow out your shoe, that means that you a beast. And the sad part about it, they said that he was in Paul George shoes, man. Paul George, I don't know, man. You need to give Nike a call and find out what's going on with them shoes, man. You blow out your shoes like that. I never, ever seen an individual play basketball and blow out his whole shoe. Like, his shoe was hanging on his ankle. No,
I've seen it in the street, man. I promise.
They're probably playing in some Shaqs if you've seen that.
I don't know about Shaqs. I've seen it, man. I think it was some raw stuff. But, hey, I've seen it. I've seen the shoot. I've seen that happen, man. And seen the video. You got the 44th president.
Oh, yeah,
pointing at you. That's like the most embarrassing thing.
He probably like, Michelle. You see that game? See, the boy blew out his shoe. Have you ever seen that before? He blew out his shoe.
I ain't never seen that before, man. Nike, y'all need to tighten up, man. Matter of fact, y'all need to cut that brother a check. Cut that. And a big shout out to the NCAA for, you know, changing the age now. Like, you could be 18 years old to go into the NBA draft. So, big shout out to them, man, changing those rules.
Make sure they start paying them kids.
Yeah, start paying them kids, too. They're jacking up all them prices. $25, you know what I'm saying, $1,000 for a ticket for the Carolina and Duke game. And it's sad that not one of those college basketball players will eat off that money. We already know that Zion Williams is the, you know what I'm saying, the biggest draw in college basketball. And, you know, the rival with North Carolina and Duke, that's a big draw. But for these players not to get paid and these colleges to make all that money, man, come on, dude. Change the rules. Come up with a trust fund for every last one of these players that play on your team. And, you know, some of the money that y'all make, put it in the trust fund so whenever they graduate college, they have some money moving forward. And, you know what I'm saying, their future career, and put some money in their trust fund so whenever they go to the NBA, they can have that money moving forward, man. Stop pimping. Just because that's what you're doing. You pimping these kids. You getting these guys that have a marketable talent that could jump out of the room because they're athletic. They could play. And y'all take these guys and y'all put them on all. And it's crazy. Y'all put them on all these ESPN highlights. You put them on all these flyers all around the world. Mm-hmm. Marketing and promoting them, pimping them, soliciting them, and y'all don't give them any money. Come on, man. Come on. We got to cut that out. Y'all have to do a better job.
Heck yeah.
Go ahead.
I didn't know, you know, they're getting all this attention. They're on the TV and everything. They're like getting high school type.
Check this out. Just check this out right here. All right. You have LeBron James, right? Who is sponsored by Nike. He's sponsored by a Fortune 500 company that have limitless money to market and promote them, right?
Right.
So they put all this money behind LeBron James. When you say all this money, they promote him in every Nike store in America. They promote him in every Foot Locker. They promote him in every sneaker store, sports store in the world. Yeah. We're not just talking about the United States. They're promoting him around the world, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But they paying him because they're using his image and his name to make money.
Right.
Check this out.
Okay, what's up?
Now you have these, and it's crazy, they do the same philosophy with these college kids. Zion Williams is projected to be the number one overall pick in the upcoming NBA draft, right?
Right.
So he played for the Duke Blue Devils. They put all this energy behind this kid that is one of the biggest attractions in college basketball.
Right.
They're taking the same philosophy. They put all this energy behind him, and they promote him in all these stores.
Right.
And they selling these sneakers. They selling these. Go. You can go anywhere. They selling these jerseys.
Right.
These jerseys with his number. It might not have his name on it, but they have his number. Everybody knows of Zion Williams his jersey number. And they promoting this all around the world, the United States, and all these same sports stores and venues. Mm-hmm. And you know how much you get?
How much?
Zero. That's called organized pimping.
It is.
That's what it is, that's man. Pimping. Well, you know what I'm saying? Tell us something, you know what I'm saying? We about just going to conclude our show. I'd like to thank Darrell Hearns for coming on. Give the audience your spiel. Let them know where they can find you at, where they can buy your book.
All right. So, I'm Darrell Hearns, the author of The Lazy Man's Hustle. How you doing? The Lazy Man's Hustle and Powerful's the Book of Power Game. Those are both available on ultradieseltime.com. Ultra like the word ultra, diesel like the gas, timeless.onyourwatch.com. Both of those are available there. There you also find Lazy Man Hustle blogs, just little shorts about, you know, building yourself, how to be an independent person, how to think for yourself. That's some critical thinking. I didn't know that's a thing that's not, you know, big anymore. I didn't know that. With that,
So tell them more how, like, if somebody wants you as a motivational coach, how would they get in contact with you?
Motivational coach, I mean, hit me up on ultradieseltime.com. They have a contact us page, too.
You probably need to spell it out to them, because some of these people, you know. No, just spell it out to them. It's just,
ultra. Ultra like the word ultra. Diesel like the gas. Time what's like what's on your watch. .com. So we have the contact us page. We have the blogs and the books that are available on that page. And also the Lazy Man Hustle page on Facebook. I post a lot on there. That's a good way to get in touch with me too. I have 5,000 friends on Facebook, so I don't know if I can get y'all on there, but just send me a message, and if it pops up, hey, we'll go from there. Follow the Instagram. Also, the Lazy Man's Hustle. DM me on there. You can have as many friends you want on there. So, hey, follow me on there. DM me on there. Just tell me what you're looking to get. If you want the book, or, you know, if you want to go to your next level, I'm willing to help. And so many other ways, man. I'm here to help people. That's what I want to do. I want to be a resource to the world. You know, I feel like even the world itself hasn't met its full potential yet. So I want to get the world to that next level. So thank you,
shape
guys.
The world. We definitely happy. I'm definitely happy to have you on.
Appreciate it.
Glad that you enlighten the people on a lot of things that you're doing, what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. And I definitely respect the fact that you're trying to help people by motivating them and setting up some programs for them to achieve their goals. So big shout out to you, bro, for that.
Thank
man.
You,
it takes a lot of heart for individuals to take time out of their day and be committed to helping other people and serving their community in the world. So big mm-hmm. shout out to you, Darrell.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, man.
Y'all can find me on Instagram. Y'all can find me on Facebook. I also have a Instagram page set up for my podcast. It's called Shave Your Balls 2019. You can find me on that. Should I let them? Well, they already know. My upcoming tour, the Lawyer Johnson Shave Your Ball Comedy Sports Radio Tour. My initial date is going to be April the 30th in LA. Awesome. I will definitely give y'all more information on that. I'll also be I'm gonna be traveling. Like the dates is I'll be announcing the date soon. A lot of stuff need to happen as far as contract, venue, making sure all those avenues are taken care of and making sure everything is solidified and the ink dried the way it's supposed to dry. But I'll give y'all more information on that in details. But the comedy tour is coming soon.
I guess on the comedy side, I do have the El Trial Hipster brunch at 11 a.m. It's comedy brunch.
Okay.
Comedy and brunch, oh my. At 11 a.m., we got the funniest comics from around the world. Everybody's been hitting me up.
What day do y'all?
It's March 2nd.
All right, March the 2nd.
March 2nd is the first Saturday of every month. So as soon as you get done with First Friday, come to see us that fall morning. Have a good brunch at a great restaurant and have a bunch of laughs. These people are, you know, last time we had a billion people come in and they asked about us again. So
that's what's up, man. All right, man. This will conclude our show. I'd like to give a big shout out to Darrell Hearns for coming on the show.
Good
and to
y'all.
The next time I see y'all, make sure you shave your balls. All right,
awesome.
Man. Good show.
Appreciate you.
Good show. Good show.